During the Great Depression, Christmas presents often weren't bought, they were made. Irene Oliver remembers spending her Christmases in rural Hawthorne over 75 years ago.
Maybe six, seven. That was Depression days. I lived in the country with an outhouse, and our indoor plumbing was a pump for water and kerosene lamp for lights. Candles on the Christmas tree, lit, very hazardous, but we didn't have a fire. And I had a coat for a doll, and that was it. It was a piece of an old coat that was laying around the house, and my mother cut a pattern out that she thought would look like a coat, and that was it. One year I traded my doll in for a box of marbles. I liked marbles better than I did dolls. One item, I got a hat and a scarf one year for Christmas. I had a grandmother that thought I had to have Snuggies every year, so don't matter how old I was, she'd give me Snuggies. They were awful. Maybe we had a chicken. I never had a fancy Christmas.
Oliver talked to us over lunch at the Douglas County Aging Resource Center in Superior, Joe Cadott, Wisconsin Public Radio.